100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so let's have ourselves a weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the stories. Could it be any simpler? I don't think so. If you can come up with something simpler, let me know. Until then, the weekly challenge was a pick two. Ruins. Cone. A toast. Rebel. Die. Name change. Glow. So who came up with the stories for it? Well, look up at the site, you'll see a list. But that's ruining the surprise. Instead, you should listen to the stories right now.
Greetings, it is Jay Radimus back again for Weekly Challenge 776, the pick two. And once again, it feels like the choices just led me down to continue this story that I've written. So we get to hear the next chapter in the story of James and Natalie. My story is entitled A Lucky Man and a Brave Woman. Their courtship and engagement had lasted a little more than 11 months. James would have been fine getting married on the anniversary of their engagement, but Natalie didn't want to wait, and she couldn't resist being a June bride. The planning and the ceremony were a blur of memory now as they were seated at the head table. Hi, everyone. I'm Michael, James' best man. I've known James since second grade. I met Natalie a week after she met James. James, hold on to her. You will never find another woman willing to be Mrs. Hooker. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A toast! My kingdom! For a toast! The crowd at the cafe chuckled. They all knew him. They all loved his silly jokes. The room was always dark. That gave them a sense of protection, and the silly, often crude, jokes made them feel like they belonged. One day, he didn't show up. They looked for him everywhere. Weeks went by. Then they received a letter at the cafe. I'm fine. I got a job digging up some ruins. The archaeologists are okay, but they lack one thing. They don't have toast. The crowd at the cafe chuckled once again. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story for the topic Rebel. It's called Rebel for a Lost Cause. I've always been a rebel, albeit not a very successful one. The trouble is, I really don't like to make a fuss. So whilst other rebels are toppling governments, standing up against perceived injustices and sticking it to the man, my own rage against the machine may seem somewhat insignificant. Still, rebellion is rebellion, no matter how it may manifest itself. So, while I still have breath in me, I'll continue to have an extra sugar in my tea. I'll refuse to go to bed at a reasonable hour, and whenever somebody raises a toast, I'm never clinking my glass. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
From the ruins of a shattered life, I crawl.
the embodiment of pain, anger, and dismay. Within my breast beats a heart devoid of love, compassion, or care. I know only hatred and pain, despair and woe. I'm coming for you, and when I find you, I will destroy you, break you, rend your flesh, and torment your soul. Because I will never forget those vows you swore, and a toast to us, our health and happiness. To you just hollow words, but to me, a loving promise you fail to keep. Just remember your promise. For better or worse.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is, in the wake of endless sorrow, she burns bright with rage. It tempers every move. Make no mistake, her rebel heart will drop you without a second thought. Your glowing remains will smolder beside some long-forgotten road. Your only hope is to master the intensity of the task at hand. Never waver from the glorious quest, or let lesser souls dissuade you with words of comfort. In the night of a 10,000 flames, be the rebel glow, be hers alone, and know at the end of all things you rose to be the one. Light breaks, set your mind to stone, set your heart to iron, set your will to fire. And that's it this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Price of Friendship, which is available for free on Kindle for the next 2 days at Amazon. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 776 with the prompt of, it's a pick two challenge. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert and his parents arrived at the Airbnb. They punched in the code and entered the house. When they flipped on the lights, Bilbert took in the view. A table was prominently displayed in the middle of the sitting room with an array of bottles of wine, cheese, and crackers. "Dive in, Bilbert," his mother said to him, pointing to the crackers. She picked up a single-serving bottle of wine. "Maybe we should have a toast." Mr. Blanketmaker laughed. "A toast to what? Our house in ruins?" His wife shook her head. "No. How about a name change?" Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
The rebels left Freedom Town, leaving behind piles of dead hostages and setting fires as they left. Fire suppression crews did their best to limit the damage. Rebel flags on poles were wired to explosives. Anti-government posters were chemically treated with poison. The water system was poisoned, too. The rebels claimed the government did it all, and the media repeated their lie. So the government raided the newspapers, radio stations, and television networks, expelled the ambassadors of countries that hosted rebel training camps, and condemned the government's response. And the war raged on. There was nothing civil about it.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the Pick 2 topics, which I'm not going to repeat. You just listen to all of them. We covered all of them, right? Yes. So, what else is there to do? I'm just sitting here. You're listening. And, oh, you can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I mean, I didn't understand what they said. I can't listen. Okay, fine. The text is up on the site. There are links to people's websites. There's archives of over 15 years of stories. I don't know. You just going to sit there? Well, my power is out. The state grid cut it off. Fine. Just sit there in the dark and cold. That's what I did. No, it's actually right after that, it was nice out. And I planted chives. And of course, I'm so impatient that I can't wait for them to grow. So I went to the store to get more that were seedlings. Every year. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.